Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to teach you all about the difference between chemical and physical sunscreens. So this is a topic that's really important to me. I definitely feel that patients have the ability to choose the best possible sunscreen that's out there for themselves. There's so many sunscreens on the market. I make an amazing one, and I want you guys to do your homework, read about, learn about sunscreens, and choose one for yourselves. There are physical sunscreens, and there are chemical sunscreens. So looking at chemical sunscreens, these are the sunscreens that are out there in the drugstores, on the shelves, available over the counter. And the most common ingredients found in these sunscreens are chemicals. They are absorbed on the surface of your skin, and the reaction occurs after the sunscreen's absorbed and works for about 20 minutes, that when ultraviolet light then hits your skin, UVA and UVB are then combated, so free radicals created by these ultraviolet lights are then fought, and sun damage and DNA damage is then prevented. So the typical sunscreen ingredients for chemical sunscreens would be things like oxybenzone, avobenzene, homosalate, octocrylene, octinisate, octisalate. I can barely pronounce these. But these things that you can't hardly read are the ingredients that are going to protect you from free radical damage. When the sun hits, molecules become destroyed. Normal DNA can mutate. And the point of sunscreen is to prevent the free radicals that are formed by ultraviolet light hitting from transforming and mutating. It's to protect you. Now, a couple of studies have been done, and most recently a study was done that shows that potentially sunscreens, when applied at the correct usage point, can potentially be absorbed into your system systemically. So recently in JAMA, one of our medical journals, an article was published that said that the effect of sunscreen application under maximum use conditions gave us plasma concentrations of slightly elevated chemicals in our systems. So patients were applying four different types of sunscreens, sprays, lotions, and a cream, and they applied these to their 75% of their body surface area four times a day for 4 days, and then they collected blood samples from each participant in the study for 7 days. And they were checking for plasma concentrations of some of these chemicals like avobenzone and other chemicals like oxybenzone. And among the 24 participants of the study, all different skin tones, all different ages, they've definitely found systemic concentrations of all four of the chemical sunscreen products in patients' bloodstreams at the 7 day point. And those levels were somewhat higher than the thresholds that were established by the FDA for potential toxicology. So the fact is that when you're putting on a chemical sunscreen, you are absorbing some of this chemical into your bloodstream. And there's some long-term concerns out there that these chemicals may cause problems with being, you know, very similar to estrogens that can mimic estrogens in our body and that can maybe be precursors to cancer-forming products. This is not to say that we should avoid sunscreens. We definitely need to be using sunscreens. And the American Academy of Dermatology came out with a statement that says we definitely need to be using sunscreens, even chemical sunscreens, even despite the fact that you can have some absorption in your bloodstream. And all sunscreens are better than no sunscreen. So definitely we have to make that point clear. It doesn't matter what sunscreen you use as long as you're putting some degree of sunscreen on. I think the risks of wearing no sunscreen are higher than the risks of wearing some sunscreen and potentially having some absorption. Let's remember that this is a study where patients were, you know, put on sunscreen quite vigorously, very heavy amounts. Four times a day is certainly more excessive than what normal people do, most likely, and for that many days. So it's probably just study conditions. My preference, though, is instead of putting on a chemical sunscreen, to go ahead and wear a physical sunscreen. And those are sunscreens that have ingredients with zinc oxide and titanium dioxide. These are minerals that are applied to the surface of the skin. And when sun hits the skin, ultraviolet A and ultraviolet B rays that are generated are able to be deflected off the surface of the skin. The benefit of mineral sunscreens is that they're not absorbed systemically. The other benefit of mineral sunscreens is that the light penetration does not occur. Sunscreens that are mineral can be applied and instantly are effective because they are a barrier for ultraviolet to hit and penetrate the skin. You don't have to wait 20 minutes for them to work. So if I want a product that's going to work fast, be a barrier for penetration of ultraviolet, and also I think that mineral sunscreens are beneficial for pigmentation patients because they don't generate quite as much heat and entry of ultraviolet into the skin. I believe that pigmentation is going to be reduced with these sunscreens. There aren't really any studies that prove that. That is my clinical sense. And I put my patients who have melasma and brown spots on mineral-based sunscreens. I don't like the idea of ultraviolet hitting your skin, penetrating the skin, going through a chemical reaction with your absorbed sunscreen ingredients, and then prevention of sun damage and skin aging and cancer with that whole chain of events. But in the process of ultraviolet hitting the skin, I do feel that you get some pigmentation created. So I think a much better way to do this is to go ahead and use a mineral sunscreen, which deflects light and prevents that pigmentation from even getting triggered. I recommend you try my sunscreen. It's amazing. It's called Ultimate Sunshield and it's SPF 50. I always want patients to use the highest level SPF possible. They say that SPF 30 is the only thing that's necessary, but even if you get 2% additional protection over the course of 25 years, that is going to make a difference in your degree of sun aging and in your protection. So I think trying a sunscreen that has really great ingredient profile is the best way to go because then you're going to use it every day. You'll enjoy it. The longer you use it, the more you use it, the more benefit you'll get. So definitely when you're going to buy sunscreen this summer, think about those facts. Think about it's important to use a mineral because it's not absorbed systemically. The light bounces, deflects, the ultraviolet rays are bounced off the skin versus being absorbed. And I think that results will be better in terms of pigmentation prevention. So there you have it. That's my two cents all about chemical versus physical sunscreen. I hope you know what you're choosing. I know what I am. You can find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and also check out my website, www.beautybydrkdrkay.com. And that's where you can find my awesome sunscreen. It comes tinted or clear, and I am a big fan. It's the most amazing sunscreen you will ever try, and I'm being serious. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.